Hello.
No, see, it's that's. Hello.
Ah, yeah, there you are. You know, Neil Delamere, that you are soon to have a Pavlovian response to that music.
Have.
Oh, you have a Pavlovian response already.
Yeah,
how are you?
I have, yeah, but it's terror. It's absolute terror. It's like you started shimmying there and my whole body went cold and it broke out in a sweat. It's like, oh my God, what have I signed up for? Dance with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars, that's what you've signed up for.
I have.
Yeah, so I'm intrigued by the chats.
Yes.
Before you decided you would do it. Had you been asked before?
I have been asked before, yes, in previous years. The chat was very much with my wife, and she went, please get out of the house. That was very much the chat. Do whatever you want. For various different reasons, other years didn't kind of work out. This year was kind of, it's been a strange year. I haven't been allowed to kind of gig in the way I would normally gig. And the structure of the year is kind of gone. So I would always do like Edinburgh, the festival in August, and then you have to have a show for that and all that sort of stuff. Gone, completely gone. So I did Fittest Families because I did it because I wanted to train for something and that forced me to do that. And this is because I want to scare the hell out of myself. And it has achieved that particular goal, Raymond, let me tell you that.
You are out of your comfort zone.
I have driven by my comfort zone. We're now in like profound discomfiture at this point and we're getting towards somewhere called Itchy Land. That's where we are. Yeah, I am out of my comfort zone. It's very enjoyable.
Can I just ask this question? And this is a serious question.
Yeah.
Is it too late to say you're okay, thanks very much, get somebody else?
Well, I've been licking a bat and a pangolin so far and trying to get myself injured. And no, it is too, yeah, it is.
It is,
but
right.
you get into it though. You do really get into it. And it is a privilege. Like, you're training with someone who's, like, some of them are European champions, world champions. Like, you're being taught by the best of the best of the best, you know. So,
be
it's
careful
great
not
fun.
To divulge the name.
No,
because that has to be revealed.
I will not.
It's all part of the entertainment and drama. Isn't
it's Fred Astaire.
Yes.
The ghost of Fred Astaire is teaching me how to dance. I've been handed a Ouija board and a glass, and he's talking me through moves from the afterlife.
I never put you down as a sequined man.
I don't know what way to take that, to be honest. You thought I was more glitter, did you? Yeah. I thought you were more feather boas. Yeah. I'm not. I'm not a glitter man. That's the one thing is I don't mind any of that sort of stuff. Like, just go for it, you know.
Yes. So like, oh, you've dressed up in the past for various things, haven't you? You know, as a Viking and
all that sort of stuff. Like, yeah, if it's illustrative of a point in my art, Raymond, I will do it. You just got to get into it. Like, first thing you have to do is know what this show is, and this show is about fun and a bit of escapism and seeing people out of their comfort zone, and then seeing some people who are extraordinary and are really great dancers, and then there's
Have you seen any of the competition dance?
I have. Yeah, I've seen them. So we have to do kind of photo shoot at the start, and you have to do, I didn't realise you have to do some kind of silly dancing on your own. And so I attempted like silly kind of twist or whatever. And then I saw Ellen Keane, who is our Olympic gold medalist, and she did a full-on worm and floss and everything else.
Right.
And I immediately ran the bookies, immediately, and threw a fortune.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. That's insider knowledge. That's illegal, I think.
Yeah, that's insider trading. You're thinking
right, sorry,
of.
Sorry.
No. I think this is perfectly legal.
Is it right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you saw her, and there's Billy from Aslan.
Billy,
he's
great crack.
Yeah, he is great crack. Isn't
he is absolutely brilliant crack. He came in, and I was attempting my first ever cartwheel.
Did you do gymnastics as a boy?
I did not do gymnastics as a boy.
So
I did.
So this is your first cartwheel ever in your life?
I would say genuinely, I have done. I certainly haven't done it in 30, 40 years.
Right.
I didn't do it as a kid. I didn't do it, you know, I haven't scored enough goals. I haven't done enough of a good goal celebration. I'd say it's the first time I've done it in, a donkey's years.
And you showed me it before we went on air. That's not a bad cartwheel.
It's not bad for the start.
No.
But can you do that if someone is looking at you and there's cameras? And like, this is the thing, you learn this really, really slowly. So you learn the steps and then, you know, I nearly said the name there.
Yes.
My pro partner would say, okay, there are the steps. And I go, and she goes, okay, now we have to do, what are you going to do with your hands? And you're like, that's double the amount of steps.
Now is the perfect time for me to ask you about your dancing CV.
Yes. Yes.
So
now we're finished that part of the interview.
None
whatsoever.
But even the local disco, no?
Weddings.
Yeah.
You know, that's mainly kind of floor based, though, isn't it? That's more rock the boat than anything else. But no, weddings.
Right.
That's it. I've danced the same number of times as you've danced. I would
No, 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 no. Sorry, 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 sorry.
Do you not dance
you
at all?
You don't know me. No, no, no.
Well, you dance a lot.
Oh, yeah, well, me or my older sister and I.
Yes.
Were local disco dancing champions back
no
in the day.
No way.
CYS, CYMS Hall. I think it was the Friday night or Saturday night. And I remember the song. It was Amy Stewart's version of Knock on Wood.
Right.
Written by Eddie Floyd.
Wow.
And Jackie and I worked out a routine and I can't remember what the prize was.
You and your sister?
Yeah.
This is very much like Ross and Monica in that particularly...
yeah. Oh yeah, it is a bit like...
Their routine, no, I think it was called.
No, like I'd say I was about 13, 14 and...
But you went for it.
Oh, went for it. Oh, yeah. Went for it big time. Yeah,
so that's basically double my dance experience in my entire life.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go for it. And we are very much enjoying it, I have to say.
Great.
What happens is though... Is,
so you're competitive though. I know this.
I'm competitive at things I'm okay at. So if I
No, it doesn't work like that. It actually doesn't work like that.
It does, Dr. No, it does. Ray. Yes, it does.
It actually doesn't. Wait till you see.
Okay.
Your competitive streak will come out.
Well, I didn't like if like Shaquille O'Neal walked out here, I don't think I'd be very competitive. Yeah, we played basketball.
Yeah, no, that's different.
But no, but like if it was something that you showed some degree of promise at, I suppose, is you would get competitive, you know?
Right, can you keep a beat?
I can. I'm not going to do it now. But
no,
yeah,
no, but you can. Well,
yes.
A lot of people can't.
They can't, yeah. And I mean, the beat may not be the same at the end of the song as it is at the start of the song, but there's a beat there somewhere.
Yeah. And again, you have an advantage in that you go in front of, you know, hundreds of people at a gig.
Yeah.
And you are the centre of attention, but now you have somebody else.
Yeah, I genuinely don't think it translates because I know what I'm doing there and I've done it a lot before and you get in this zone, no more than you in the radio, you're in a different zone. You can kind of step outside your body when you do stand up, you know, and you're actually examining the gig. You go, no, they didn't like that bit, but they like that bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're, you know, editing as you go. Like, this is me. Like, the nerves will be, I actually know right now how nervous I will be on January the 9th. I know. And I know I'll be very nervous. So it's just about mastering that as well and not getting distracted by various bits and pieces. So like I was doing one of the dances we were trying.
Yeah.
You kind of get a rudimentary schooling and
Paso Doble and the jive
that sort of, kind of some of that is, well, this is what this is going to be like if we ever get to this,
yes,
you know.
Yeah.
So I'm dancing away anyway and then my partner came in and I was like, whoa. She goes, well, no, I'm going to be there as well. I was like, oh yeah, you are going to be there as well. I was completely distracted by somebody else in the room doing the same steps as me. So you kind of realise we have a bit of a way to go, you know, but it's I'm enjoying it so far, I have to say.
Yeah. So, you know, I think they have a whiteboard.
Yeah,
you know, Shinawil, the people who produce it, and
yeah,
they have a type. So which slot have you filled for them?
Oh, I would say probably, I mean, I don't know what are the names of the slots, but could it be latent dance genius? Could
right,
it be?
Okay. Well,
could it be Nureyev? Could it be something like that?
Yeah, because you're friendly with Deirdre O'Kane.
I know Deirdre and I know Bernard.
Deirdre did
and
hugely
this.
Well.
Yeah.
And you know Mairead Ronan as well.
I know Mairead very well, yeah.
Yeah.
All those guys, and I've kind of asked them about how, you know, and they said you'll have niggles and Cuban heels.
Oh no, you're not wearing Cuban
heels.
You
wear heels, Cuban heels for Latin dances.
Do you have to?
You do.
Oh no, that'd be a deal breaker.
Would
Sorry.
It?
Yeah.
No.
And does that affect your calves?
No, but it affects the balls of your feet.
Right.
I was trying to, I drove home the other day and put my foot in the clutch. It was like, ow. And that's what it is Cuban heels.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like myself, you'd be appreciative of the
extra. Oh, I'd
extra
love
height.
A Cuban heel.
No, but you're appreciative of the extra
I don't know if you notice me, I'm wearing them now. That'll be me. I'm going to be fake tan for the rest of my days and Cuban heels for the rest of my days. It's all part of it.
Yeah, glitter as opposed to sequins. Sorry about that. And the Cuban heels.
Yes.
So that's it. Yeah. And what about the chest hair? Have you got chest hair?
Oh yeah, I mean normal human being. Well, yeah.
I don't know what's
some people
anymore.
Do. That's true. Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah.
Will I be getting my chest out? Probably not.
Probably not. Okay.
No, because you have to have an amazing like physique for all that sort of stuff, you know.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm really looking forward to January.
This
tonight.
Is what I don't like: the joy in people's faces that you can't stop yourself smiling at impending disaster that is coming my way.
No.
Yes,
no, Dance with the Stars is a lovely bit of entertainment on
it's
Sunday
a great
evening.
Show. It is a great
when
show.
We need it in January and February, and I'm looking forward to seeing you, and good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Neil. Good to see you.
So, I'm doing some live gigs as well, by the way.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, Cork Opera House. Cork Opera House. You'll be able to say that when you get on. But when you get on, that's
I'm
the
start. Oh, I'm doing Vicar Street and all those. Yeah, yes, you know, all the places I normally do, and they're all
and
up there. The
and neildelemare.com. Neildelemare.com. Sorry, I got so obsessed with Dance with the Stars, I forgot. Sorry.
No
okay. Sarah's on her own on Drive Time today, and we are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
Happy Christmas from the Red Darcy Show and Naughty Radio 1.